what I really want to do now is take this, I mean, as I got into it, you know, last week it sounded like, you know, I really discovered something, okay? But I realized that, pretty frankly, you know, I took the challenge last week of going into it more. And I see, you know, we were talking about the difference in Sefer Mitzvahs and in Mishneh Torah in the formulation of the mitzvah, where the mitzvah is basically avodah, and is a chiddush in the Pirush HaMekubal, doesn't change the pshat in the pasuk, but just adds something and says is any separate unit tefillah. And that a unit tefillah happens to be a mitzvah, and the way it's formulated in Mishneh Torah is the ki'ilu that the Pirush HaMekubal is mafkir, and it's only tefillah. It's eizav odesh ablev zu tefillah, shalom Yisrael. Okay? The other difference will come to later, but what I really want to talk about is take it a step further. Okay? We had something very interesting, okay? And that point was, we had Ulovdai Ivduhu Bisoyosai, Ivdu Mikdosha, Ivdu Bitagosi, Ivdu Mikdosha. So the Rambam says, Kleimam, that to mispal in the mikdash and to or the necha mikdash, correct? Okay. The first point that I'd like to talk about is that Nircha Mikdosh was not only in Beis HaMikdosh, but is also in Mishkan Shiloh, Mishkan Gilgal, Mishkan Gilgal, Shiloh in Beis Alamin. And which are also called Mikdosh, as we said very clearly, it's called Mikdash because of the Rambam Beis Bechiris. My Rabbi used to bring the Raya, and then we brought the Rambam. And the truth is interesting. There's 2 days in Kesem Mishnah about how to interpret the Rambam, but I don't think it makes a difference. I don't know what he wants exactly. Okay, because it's V'chein Tiknu in Perik in Perik Aleph Halocha Gimel, he says, just a very strange test of Mishnah, but I don't know. I'll tell you 2 things, but I think it all happens to be the same. He says like this. He says, V'yesh shemispal upon harbe. This is until Takonis Ezra. V'akol hoyim mispalin. V'akol hoyim mispalin. Nech hamikdash b'chol mokrim shiye. V'chein hoyadovo tomid b'moishir Rabbeinu ad Ezra. So the 2 days in Kesem Mishnah is referring to the various places where the Beis HaMikdash was, or being in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, okay? So Nanich, it's the Pshat being in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, okay? But me Moshe Rabbeinu to Ezra, which way did they face at the Zman of Neuve Givon? They faced Neuve Givon, you have to say that anyway. So, you know, what the Pshat is this way, that way, the whole thing comes out the same way. Okay? So it means the mitzvah is to mispal nircha mikdash, okay? And we said also that maybe tefillas keneged tzmidim tiknun, is an expression of the Yishev Avodah, and that's what the Ram puts in the Luchos Tefillah, and all this is an expression in Duma Mikdash. Now, the there is something else here, okay? Now, the Rambam says in Mitzvah say hey, okay, ubir inyan if dub mikdoshoy, he says in the Arabic, yani kitsuda le'atzlo'o, okay? He uses the word kitsuda, okay. And the interesting thing is, if you remember in Sherish Yudbeis, when he talks about what the mitzvah is based on mitzvah, he says based kitsuda. If you remember, we had a discussion about what that was, and the based kitsuda really is a matora for machshava, a kivon of machshava, the merkaz of machshava, that my mind is completely, captivated with the base of mikdash. It's kivon with that's where I'm at. And a kivon the tefillah then is an expression of the base ktsuda. It's yane ktsuda. That's the same exact word, correct? And so it means that it's not only a direction of prayer, okay, which is the word of kivla, which the Ram talks about Shechina b'mayriv, about in Pirush Mishnayis and Yuma and in Moreh Nevuchim, the Shechina is a mayriv. It's not only a direction, but it's something. Let's say, for example, someone who faces in a direction of Beis HaMikdash, but not engrossed and engaged with the Mikdash, he's missing the point. It's not the Kavanah, Mitzvah's Kavanah, nothing to do with that, but is I'm engaged with the Mikdash, and then we understand a little bit more, Ivdu B'Mikdash, even be in the Mikdash, or Nech HaMikdash. Atat Nech HaMikdash, Ivdu B'Mikdash. It's not a direction of prayer, it's not Ivdu B'Mikdash. And the Diuk of Kitsuda is then very important, very interesting. I didn't see anyone pointing this out, but this is okay. So that's something new. Okay. Now, you also find in Mitzvah Chof the Nusach of the Mitzvah. In Sheresh Yud Beis was Beis Miyuad, okay? That's the way Korach interprets the words, okay? That's what it says, Beis Maksid, Miyuad, or it's a place that we focus our attention, okay? But even though in Mitzvah, the Kapach, the Kavona Meruva Beis Maksus Merkaz HaMachshova Me'in Drisha. That's what he says there in Ha'or 87. You'll see in Kapach translation. Okay. Now, there's something interesting which, if you remember, also we had in Cherish Yud Beis. It's trying to put everything together. It says V'hi She'yiyelo Beis Miyuot. So it means the mitzvah of being in Beis HaMikdash is not the physical structure of building it, but its existence is also a mitzvah. Because the kiyum in mikdash, are to be derish the mikdash in tefillah, or maybe other things also. Now, in Mitzvah Chof, he says, Voloshin Sifri, Sholosh Mitzvahs Netzdavu Yisrael
b'shas knisos la'oretz limnus l'anu melech limnus l'anu b'esa b'chiyo l'achiyo zara shal ha'melech. Okay, l'maisa, the interesting thing in general here, he quotes this, the Sifri, even though it's in a Gemara, it's in Hedron Daf Chof, the exact same thing. And that's the Lam Kedacha B'Kiddush, because he assumes the Sifri is a Pirush HaMekubal, and in Sefer Mitzvahs, the Pirush HaMekubal is much more important for us than know that there happens to be a Drasha, or whatever it is. Now, what the Ram says in Mishneh Torah, in Melachim, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, then why is the mitzvah, what is the mitzvah based on Bechir? He says like this, Shalosh mitzvahs, the Tzavu Yisrael, B'shas Knisos Noretz, V'libnois based on Bechir, Shenema L'shichnois Siddushu V'os Hashom. So the question over here is, when we talk about L'shichnois Siddushu V'os Hashom, what is L'shichnois Siddushu? We always brought up that I'm supposed to seek the Mokum of Mikdash in order to build the Beis HaMikdash. Right? It was a process in the building of the Beis HaMikdash. The question is, after the Beis HaMikdash is built, is there also an inyan of the Shichnei Siddush of Asa Shama? Is there an inyan of Drisha Ototot Shichnei Siddush to be Derish the Shechina? Or it's only in the Etzem Beis? It's a very interesting question. Because the way it's normally flipped, okay, is that it's a way to find it, okay? The beginning of thinking about it, okay, is really two things. The lashon of both the mitzvah chav and the way he formulates the mitzvah in Sherish Yud Beis of Beis Makseid Ve'ilav Tia Pnia, that this is the Merkaz HaMachshava. So what's the Midrash? What does that mean? That's what it means, the Shechna Siddushu. Okay, then you also see in the Gemara almost tangentially that there's an inyan of the Shechna Siddushu. Okay, the most in Hedron Yeral from the base, Tanu Rabbonon, a Ma'abu Mesashonim, El Yehuda, Vimubrua, Begolu Muberes, Heid Hanani Isha Oinai, Imibrua, Begolu, Eina Muberes, Omer Yehuda, Bereid Reb Shimon, Ben Pazi, Mai Taimo, De Hanani Isha Oinai, Omer Ko, Le Sichnei, Sichnei Sidishu, Uvosa Shavo. And I once said that's the pshat why the Kriya is an Ori Yehuda b'chobona, not in Stam Ori Yisrael b'chobona, because the Kriya is on Chubim from Shechina, and there's a separate inyan in the Eretz Yehuda for Shechina. Okay, now, so if that is the case, then it's an amazing thing. Rushi and our base miyuad, it's a mocker for drisha, and the toch that the mitzvah from binyan amikdash is not only etzem binyan, but there's a l'shich l'siddusha. Okay. So if that's correct, let's take it a step further. When I'm facing the Mikdash, what exactly am I facing? Am I facing the Mokum Avoida, or am I facing the Shechina? What am I facing? What am I out to face? Okay? So let's take the Mokum Avoida. Laman of an Aleph. Ho yo'imi b'chutz la'oretz, yichavin es liba k'negi Eretz Yisrael, Shem mispal lelecho derech arzem hoyoimi b'Eretz Yisrael yichav nesli b'kenegi Yerushalayim shenem vispalu el Hashem derech ir asher bachalta hoyoim b'Yerushalayim yichav nesli b'kenegi Beis HaMikdash shem vispalu el HaBayis hazeh. Say the poiches, achoya poiches, inside the thing, all discussion, okay. Now, the Ram says in Perikei Alocha Gimel, Sumo, Mumishalo Yochol Chavnes Ruchois, Vamahalech Besvino, Yichavnes Libo Kineged Hashchino Vyisbal. So I want to suggest that it's not stam, but that's what it is, and that's what other shachotim show. It's all the issue of kineged hashchina. So if the issue is shchina, then you have to revamp and remap things, okay? Because we were always brought up that shchina and olam go hand in hand, okay? But then I asked you the question, Noiv the Givon, where the Olam was taken by the Plishtim after Churban Shiloh, so what's the scoop? Why are Noiv the Givon the direction of Tefillah? And what is the Shechina there? Okay. Then I ask a different question, okay? The Gemara says in Menachos, of Zion with Beis, what about the Hazos of Beis Kodesh HaKadoshim in Bayis Sheni when there was no olive? So El the Mikdash Sheni will have all of the Kapoyres Hochinami the Rovet Hazos Omer Rabo Baulo Omer Kro V'chipes Mikdash HaKadosh Mokom Mokulish HaKadosh. Okay, so the question is, what about Noiv the Givon? Okay? What about Noiv the Givon? So, in fact, the Mikdash David points out there's an issue, what happened at Azos in Noiv the Givon, okay? Mikdash David in Kotchim in Simchat Chof, okay. There's a discussion of Chaim about this, and he says that Noiv they did in the Piyashmum that they were Hazosh and Makoymoi. It's also good enough for Diavad, which is very strange because there's another Rav Chaim that says that his Vikash of Makoymoi doesn't have a minyan of Hazos, and the minion of Aboy Mishalosh Likuva in Yom Kippur. So I don't know exactly how you can do both of these two Abchaims together, but that's not my issue now, okay? But whatever it is, you know, there wasn't a discussion that there was no Avodish Yom Kippurim, okay? So I ask something else. So what do you do with the Keteris of Naiv Lefnim? Because the Keteris of Naiv Lefnim, it says, it says the pasuk says that it says Eiror v'yom Hashem el Moshe davel aru inochicha v'al yovo b'chol eis al kodesh beis lapor al pnei kapores asher al ha'orin v'li omus ki be'onon Eiror al kapores. So if they're doing k'teres l'chayra, you're talking about an onon, okay? We don't know, is the all market, is not market. And you get the impression Tisefta that Noiv the Givon Tisefta and Zvochim in Perigy Gimel, Ochi Yates, Eze Obama Gedoyla, Beshas Het Abomas, Oil Moi Notu Kedarkoi, the Ain All Nosu Shom. So the Chayda was a Preches. So it means that mocking, which was healed of Benakir, Shibenakos, that mokum is a mokum from Shechina, even when Ana Olam Bechal. If you're ready to accept that, then you can understand why Noiv the Givon should be a direction of Tefillah. This basically, I spoke to another scholar. No, this this person, he's working in Chicago. I asked him, because the Rambam in Moed Nevuchim and in Pirush Mishnayos uses a different word in Arabic when he talks about Shechina B'Maharav than he uses over there. They use the word Kibla, and Kibla is just a plain direction of prayer. And even the Muslim, they use the word Kibla for their direction of prayer, not for Yerushalayim, but wherever they direct their prayer. Okay, but it's a little different, because here he uses the word of Kitsud. Okay, and
Kibla means direction, or Kibla is
a direction of prayer.
No, but I mean it's the direction itself. It's a
word. The word in Murray the Rama uses for the father comes from the root of the Arab Kira. That is the word for the direction of prayer in Arabic. For instance, Muslim writers talk how Muhammad changed the Qibla from Yerushalayim to Mecca.
That's like we say Mizrach.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. But the Rambam uses in Sefer HaMitzvos, when he talks about Elav Tiapnia, he uses Aslai. That's what he uses in Ketsuda. See, he suggests that Slai means metaphorically to look at or to think about. So it's also that I'm enraptured, captured, I'm mentally captured by this place. Okay? That's a very interesting thing. So, now, next. So you're ready, and it's an amazing thing. You see, we always, and this is an aside, nothing to do with that. You know, we talk about the Ramban and the Rambam, that the Kilu Ramban Chumash, the Merkaz of Mikdash is Shechina, and according to the Rambam we say that it's Kabbonis, whatever it is, and especially, the Rambam always in the Dayik, that the Chayra Oroi is really not part of Mikdash, because not for the Kelim Ma'akvim. But I don't know if in any way it reflects on the Mitzvah Binyan Mikdash, because the Mitzvah Binyan Mikdash, according to the Rambam, is the Beis Ketzuda and the Aslai, the Elav Tiapnia, and you're talking about enraptured, and what am I enraptured with? What am I focused on? Is the Shechina? I don't know if it makes a difference. Because I don't know if the Olin plays that big role, according to the Ram, that we usually attribute it according to Ramban. Which is interesting. Okay? Now I want to take another step. Okay? What happens after Churban HaBayis? Okay. After Churban HaBayis? So we don't know anything mefurish. We don't know anything mefurish. But you would have said that it depends upon, since the Ram says in Perek Vov of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Halacha Tezayin, V'lo mani yoyimah b'mikdash v'yushalayim. Kedusha Rishon Kitzur Osalov B'Kedushas Shari Yisrael Le'in Shvi'is U'Maisus U'Kiyotu Lo Kitzur Osalov L'Fisha Kedushas HaMikdash V'Yushalayim Mipnei Hashchina U'Shchina Ine B'Teila. Okay, again, to say Yushalayim at the Rambam that the Mikdash had nothing to do with Shchina is a little bit, in other words, B'Kedusha the Shechina and the Betela. Ha'yoyim ha'shemois is mikdashechem v'yomu chachom ma'af al pish ha'shemim im b'kdushosan ein oymen. Ein oymden. Okay. See, even though I have a long discussion, I might discuss this someplace, that based on mikdash bonuri and based on mikdash b'chubonu is different. The Rav once talked to you about it. Don't make that mistake. It's not the same. It's a different kiyum ha'krova. Therefore, there's no problem with matamum chiv malchus and matamum bezman hazeh, because even though makriv al sheni bayis, it's not the same. Okay, all said and done. So it means the mikdash is not the same. It could be the kiyum of du mikdash is not the same. but there still is Shechina there, and the Chorus should still be direction, and I have a proof to it. Okay, we'll go back to this Chabad, because you remember the Rambam says that direction of Tefillah was the Mikdash from the time of Moshe Rabbeinu until Ezra. What does it mean until Ezra? Until Ezra was Misakin Tefillah, there was a Nuscha Tefillah and Zmanei Tefillah. Okay, when is that? That's the beginning of Bayis Sheni. Okay, so I ask a simple question: what happened after Churban Bayis Rishon until Ezra was Misakin Tefillah? And the Rambam clearly says the direction was Mikdash, so it means that's what it is. It's Shechina. Okay. That's like a whole new insight into the Idu of Mikdash and what's going on over here.
Isn't there an idea though that the Orn was Nignaz? So
that, okay, I'll tell you something. That helps, okay. That helps in Bayis Rishon at the end of Bayis, after Churban Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. If you say the Rav has a deal in Rambam Perek Dalet that Yodua Shleimer Shosel Shleimer Bais Shabbat Shleimer, the key is the base of Mikdash with the Olive. Okay, very. But it's not the Olive, not Mekhlevis. It's more of a problem than Azoyis. Okay, all very very nice. Okay, but what do you do by Nevi Givon? Okay, you can play that out in Mikdash and say yes, 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 okay? Okay. See, I'm not even sure if that should make the Shechina Kotche Kotchim or just said the base of Mikdash is an Olur. Even if you accept what you say. I'm not sure about that, okay? Next. Now, there's another amazing observation that comes in. This, Imamish, hold up my hands and say, I don't know what's going on over here. Okay. So if you recall now, we said the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash, according to the Rambam, in Sherish Beis, is Beis Makse, Ve'erev Tiyah Pniyah, okay, in Mitzvah Chof, it's Beis Avodah, and then Obolti Akrova in Bo Avos Eish, and then he says Ve'ela Akniya. Okay. However, when you open up Hilchos Beis Bechira in Perik Aleph Halacha Aleph, Mitzvah Asay La'asa is Beis Lashem Muchon Lio is Makrivim Boy Hakobonis Bechirim Me'elov Sholish Kom Basholish Nema Vosali Mikdosh. The Rambam is clearly, by omission, committed himself to something, that the whole issue of Beis Makseh and the whole issue of Eila Tiyapnia is omitted. Okay. So, then I can imagine that therefore the Rambam quotes the din of the Sheikh and the Siddur only Hilchos Melachim, because really it's not Negeya, it's just the way that they were Kevei the Mikdash of Sholem HaYisrael. Okay, it's all very nice, but I ask myself, so what does the Rambam want in the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah that he seems to say there's a deraisa din of Neuchach HaMikdash in Neuchach Givon? Because if the Shechina, there's Tachin Isher of Shechina, and there is a Mokum Shechina there, and that's the Duba Mikdash, I understand it. But if you're telling me that Beis HaMikdash is nothing to do with Elav Tiyapnia, Beis Makseid, the whole approach of Ktzei Nivdu B'Mikdashay becomes very strange. That's what I want to point out to you. I didn't say anyone asking this question, but you know, I'm not sure that's my problem here. Okay, that's what I'm up to. And I think from where I got to, I'm allowed to say Tzorachim. And the God would be happy if we say Tzorachim, because it's time to get Tzorachim. Okay, now, next. Now, I want to even tell you. You see, when you open the Gemara Brachos, the Flamen Aleph, where the Gemara says Daniel was mispal at Psucha Chalunis Psuchos Yerushalayim, okay? Correct? So if you would have asked me, I would say, did have no Chamikdash, correct? It's not. It's a din tikkun mokim. That the mokim tefillah should have its Chalunis Psucha. It's not to do with din no Chamikdash. How do I know that? Because the Rambam in Perek Hei, Halacha Aleph, Gimel, and Vav. In the Chus Tefillah. Shmon and Vav, Tzorach Mispal Yizoyah Bohen, Lassaysa. In Mohoye Dochuk, Oinenes, is not Ma'afir. Amida, Nech HaMikdash, Tikur HaMokam, Guf, V'tikur Mabushim, V'tikur HaMokam. Okay, B'chul Vashvar. Okay. Halacha Gimel. Nech HaMikdash, Keter, Oyoyim, V'chutz Lohoretz, Ma'az Upon Apnei, Upon Apnei, Nech Eretz Yisrael. ומספר הוא יוי מיד בארץ ישראל מחמד את פונו כנגי ירושלים וכו'. אוקיי? וכי. נן ביבו כנגי שכין השלום הישראל. הלוך עבוב תיקון המוקר כיצר ים המוקם נמוך ויחס פונו לקיסו וצורך לפתוח חלוינויס אוי פסוחים כנגי ירושלים כדי לספל כנגדון שנאמר בחבי פסיכון לי בליסה the din psochin נגד ירושלים is not the din of נרח המקדש but the new din of תיקון המקום. It's a very interesting thing. Okay. Last week we talked as a separate year from Tfilo from Ovos Tiknun, therefore the Rambam told him it was Tfilo because that's nothing to do with Mikdash. And then do we do and if the Ram quotes it, we spoke about it last. Lemaisa, before we go on, there are basically maybe three differences between the Ram and Sefer Mitzvah and Mishneh Torah. Okay. One is the mitzvah basically Avodah, but if the Chiddush of Pirush Mekubal is also Tefillah, or the mitzvah is basically Tefillah. That's our Mishneh Torah. That's our Mishneh Torah, and I'm safe for mitzvah. The mitzvah is avodah. Okay. The question is also: is there any time frame for the mitzvah? And sefer mitzvah is no time frame at all. It doesn't mention a time frame, and this will be very important when we get to the Ramban here in his Hasagas. We're in the Gate now. Okay. The Ram Mishneh Torah in Perik Aleph Halacha Aleph is the one that says Kol Yom. Okay? In Sefer Mitzvah, there's no mention of Kol Yom, which will be important for us. Okay? When the Ramban is masik on the Rambam about Kol Yom here, he quotes the Rambam Mishneh Torah. Okay? That's two. Three, I'll ask you, how am I Mekayim the Mitzvah? Am I Mekayim the Mitzvah Tefillah? Is it Lev? Or is it my vocal cords? Okay. If you open the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, it's the Eze Avodah Shebelev through Tefillah. Om Chacham, correct? However, the Rambam Sefer Mitzvah is not like that. Because you open up Shur's Chi, you can open up the beginning of Shur's Chi, and you remember the Rambam differentiates and comes to the conclusion that there are four types of mitzvahs. I do mitzvahs with four vehicles, okay? Sometimes I do it with my mind, okay? That's deis, intellectual conclusions. And then there's midis, okay? Character traits, or whatever you want to talk about, okay? Then this pulis is also called Amir or Dibur, depending on your translation. I don't know if it makes it out, I saw different translations. I don't know if it makes a difference, okay? Pool or Maisa, okay? And what did the Ram put on the Amir and Dibur? Tefillah. So I'm not sure, and you don't find the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvah is quoting the drasha, Eize Avodah Shebelezer Tefillah, which is a very interesting observation. I don't know what it means, but the whole issue of Yir Kedibur comes become a very important issue if you learn there's an issue of Dibur. Okay? On the Reiser level. Okay? You know, you can quote the Gemara and Brochis from Eli and so the Noyes, you know, and the Noos, you know, there is an Indian from Dibur, certainly. The question is, you have no proof it's a Reiser thing. You know? Okay? Now, that I think sums up the Rambam. I hope that they were important contributions. Because you know, I wanted to do this because everyone comes on Nochab. A lot of people say Shurim on the Rambam in Mitzvah. Hey, I just wanted to suggest there might be other things there that might not have been seen. Okay? Maybe I'm wrong. Okay? Let's say that. Okay. So, you know, frankly, that was my excitement here. I think that's one of the things that I really picked up on the Rav, okay? The Rav was always excited about discovery and creativity, and you saw, you know, and, you know, I think it tremendously affected me, okay? Now let's see the Ramban here in mitzvah, okay. Now what I'm going to do first, okay, before I go through it line by line, which I think is also going to be interesting, I want to give you the overview. I want you to understand what the issues are, because it's also clear to me that people quoting the Ramban and the Davoni, it seems the Chinuch also seems to do it. Maybe I'm mistaken. I'll tell you my proofs where I say what I say. The question is, what's the Ramban's opinion? Or is the Ramban is not reflecting his opinion over here, but is just trying either, in one hand, to be the knight in shining armor to protect the Baha'i, and to disagree with the Ramban. Okay? So he says, at one point in his discussion over here in Mitzvah, he has this line: "Elavadai kol inyan atfila eino chayv klal, elohu mimidos chesed habore yisale olenu sheshemeya v'oina b'chol kareinu elo." It's a chesed, okay, which is very interesting. But when he says that it's eino chayv klal, you get the impression under any circumstance, and it's a very clear statement in the negative that there's no mitzvah tefillah. And you don't even know, and you know, push comes to shove, you don't know there's a kiyum tefillah, because it says only chesed. It's eino chayv klal, you know, like he's banging it. You shouldn't say it's anything, you know. It's a very strong statement, okay? And then, when he says in Sefer Mitzvah, the end of Sefer Mitzvah, you look at the end of Sefer Mitzvah, where the Ramban has his Hasogis and the Mitzvah and Loisus as Shochach Rav, and after that, he has a Sikum, okay? He has up the summary of what's in the mitzvah leisa seh and what he takes out from mitzvah seh leisa seh. The ator in tovim koma shekosavnu b'dinim mitzvah seh tire shesolaknu mach mecheshboinu shalorav mitzvah seh. See, knocked it out. And the way the world reads the Ramban, is he's ready to keep a tefillah beis sorah, which doesn't seem to be what the words say over here at all. In there, it seems to be, the Ramban seems to say, anyone understands what I was talking about, it's quite obvious to him that I knocked out mitzvah. Okay? That's pretty clear. However, it is true that this is not This is not the point of the chinuch. He says in mitzvah Tov Lama Gimel, V'oiva al zeh, in this mitzvah of tefillah, V'omad yoyim v'layla, v'loy tefillah. Interesting that the Seder is yoyim v'layla. Okay. And it's the yoyim of mikdash. And maybe since the ibdu b'mikdash is a chalashem adaraisa, then maybe it might go after the day of mikdash. I don't know exactly, but it's just an interesting thought. Okay. Bitul asei ze kedas harambam umishet sauloi v'lekole el Hashem lehoshioi bitul asei ze kedas harambam. So the chinuch clearly learns the Ramban that he learns that there's a mitzvah say be'esol. How he comes to grip with the two lines I read to you before, okay, I don't know if that's my obligation to try to explain. I don't know if I would have interpreted those lines in that way, okay, because he knocks out mitzvah hey very clearly, and he says that this is a reflection of what he said in those mitzvahs. So it means if you understand it properly, you should have come to the conclusion anyway even without that line. Now, I just want to take another step and explain to you how the words, how the thought processes come over here. The Ika Kosuf Uli Ovdi B'chol Levavchem, this is also part of the Ramban here. Mitzvah Aseh Shetiye Kol Avodaseinu Avodaseinu Lekelius ale b'chol levoveno kloima b'kavona retsuya shleimoi lishmoi shleimo lishmoi b'ein hirra. We'll see about ein hirra later. Okay, b'ein hirra. It's very strange. Loi shenasa mitzvahs b'le kavona, and it's not the mitzvahs kavona. Oi ala sofik ula yesh b'em toelis. So the very important thing is, he says, Ika Kosuf. That the main thrust of this pasuk, even going to accept later a drosha, okay, of the Avadita B'Shem Elokechel Zutfilo, and be ready to accept his Dreisa, it's not Ika Kosuf. And I assume because of that, the Ramban is not ready so at this point to accept Bechlau as a mitzvah of tefillah. Okay? Because it becomes very strange. Because when you read the Ramban, you know, cursorily, you get the impression he's ready to accept that Vavaratim, he has one thing that Asmach, he's ready to say, no, it's a real drasha. Okay? So the question is, what happened to the mitzvah then? And why does he only suggest the mitzvah at the end? So what happened? At this point, he's not suggesting the mitzvah, correct? So it means, because it's, that's the deal, because it's the Ikar Kosuf. And that's what he goes out. Mashit droshu, droshu, b'sifri li'ovdu ze'a talmud ova achaz u'tfilo asmachtehi. Oloimet, now he's very careful. He says a word. Oloimet, and he's, mamish, it's unbelievable how meduktik it is. Oloimet, shemichlal lo'avoida. It's not the Ika Avoid, Ika Kosuf, but it's Mechlal Ho Avoid. So it's still a posh, it's not in the Yeramitzis. Even it says the Reiser. And here he has an amazing thing. Let me ask you how you read this. Oloima, she Mechlal Ho Avoid, she Nilmoy Teira, u she Nispal Eilo Beis Atzoros, v'tiyeno Einenu v'libeinu Eilo v'levadoi, ke'eni Avodim, Eliyad Adonayim. Okay? So, how do you read this? What's going on with Talmud Torah? Shenilmoy Batero, Shenispal Eilo Be'es HaTzorois, V'tiyena Einenu v'libeinu elo levadai ke'ini avodim alei adam ne'em. So I would tell you, if you just tell me, stop saying learning Torah, it doesn't make any sense what the peculiar thing, but he's learning Torah be'eis soro, he's davening be'eis soro, and as an Eved who holds himself totally in his master, he's doing one of these two things. And it means that an Indian of Talmud Torah, not as a drasha, not as ikar cause of mechlal avodah. Okay? And it's only be'eis hatzalos, because not a mitzvah b'chol yom. Okay? And this he gains something, because all this kashya about Balkari and everything, it's since not be'eis hatzalos, you have no problems anymore. And Rabbi Yehuda could have gone 30 days without davening, Rabbi Yehuda without any problem also, because there's no set time. That's what he gains with all this. So it means that this hagosha, and this and Eved totally ba'adonai is that's an avodah, okay, of an Eved. And at the end he's ready to accept that she's part of minyan mitzvahs. But look at his losha. Mivnei shetzivo yisrono b'posik. One second. Excuse me. He says. Oh, this, excuse me. I'm not sure exactly this new Indian of Avoda, okay? Machshov Litzui and Shlema, the Kuchi Bricho, okay? Whether that is a mitzvah, Minyan HaMitzvahs, is not clear, okay? Be'ez HaMitzvahs. It says the mitzvahs. He said it is a mitzvah, correct? So it's only at the end he has a suffix about it. He says, Mivnei shetzivo yisar oposik b'chol levavchem b'in chodesh liyo yis kol ovein miyuchad eilov yis'ale b'in asiyas ha-mitzka she'pirashi tochet she'tok ma-mitzvah hazeis b'chesh b'ramach mitzvaseh. He's ready to accept it, but he says u'min atam hazeh etlo yimnu ha-mitzvah kolelas ha-kolelois ha-mitzvah kolelas mivnei shekvav nin rupuatam. He says maybe according to the Rambam, you shouldn't be minor because the mitzvah, which is clearly called Toku. So it means not something, you know. When I do mitzvahs, I should do them with a kavod. It's not a new mitzvah, it's talking about doing the old mitzvahs. However, he has a tzad that it should be a mitzvah. For ulam, im chodosh, im chidesh bekfelon, for reisib bo inyan, roi limonis yimnu. If you hold that when you moisev an inyan in kfelus, there is a mitzvah that he has this inyan of machshava and kavona, ritzuya and shlema, takodesh baruch hu, maybe it is a mitzvah. Okay. Then at the end, he comes to a discussion. Ubesreif, he says, matzia this. But he says, he's very careful. He says, b'minyonei shel harav. What is minyonei shel harav? It's not in his minyan mitzvahs. He's ready to say that I could have accepted the Ram should be moined. If you want to be moined mitzvahs tefillah and you're the Rambam, I would have framed it this way. But he himself never said it. And it's very meduic. He doesn't say when he says his minyan, it's his minyan. He says the minyan shel harav. This comes out like a chinuch, but what can I say? V'im ula yiyeh medrosh b'tefillah ika. That is that he says that was ika. Now he's very careful. Before it was michlal. If it's michlal, it's certainly not a mitzvah. But now he's ready to say ika. So he says, if you're ready to say it's an ika, nimno eisim minyonu shalarav. V'noima she mitzvah leis atzoris. But he's now reframed the whole mitzvah. Because if it's michlal, he's saying it's a hargosha of avdus be'eis solo, okay? That we're totally boy, okay? If the ika kosev is the chamitzes tefillah be'eis hatzoros, it means that it's an inyan emuna that I have to be mispalel and I have to believe that the rebbeinu shel the shmei tefillah. I don't know if he frames this in Torah at all. He only framed it in Tefillah, which is a very different formulation that he formulated before the Mechal. He somehow thinks that if you have the original formulation, it can only be Mechal. But if you want to make it the Ika Kosov, it has to be a clear demonstration of Avdus, and that is that the Eved, not that he's asking God and knows he's going to answer, but he's asking God and believes that he's a Shmei Tefillah. And he believes that the Etzem Avoda is the demonstration that God is the Odri. That I believe that he's a Shmei Tefillah, and therefore I supplicate him. It's a very different frame of how you look at the Mitzvah Tefillah. Which I think is very interesting. See, but he says just to believe that I'm totally boy, be'ei solos, okay, and look at like the Talmud Torah this, and I'm totally his chesed, that cannot be, you could only learn kilu, that's a drosha, and it's certainly not a mitzvah. If you're ready to accept that the Abdus and the Adon Sheboy is that he is the answer and the final answer, he's the Shema Tefillah, but he doesn't necessarily have to answer me, but he is the Shema Tefillah, so then it could be Ikar Kosov. But he only said this in the Rambam, B'minyone Shel Harav. Okay. Now, next. That's what I would tell you, Arlo. Now, he does something else. It could be that what he's doing is a reflection of the psukim by Shlomo HaMelech. Because there's a line there about tefillah on the tzibur be'esorah, okay, but there's another pasuk which deals with the yachid. Ki yetzer loy oyevoy bi'eretz she'orov kol nega kol machlo kol tefillah kol tchino ashiye L'chol ha'odom, l'chol amcho Yisrael, asher yedo, ish nega levavoi, ufos kapov el abayis hazeh. And that's what Shlomo is talking about. That l'chol, that's what Rambam wants. That's what I would tell you. Because he's not talking about the tzibur, he's talking about Yochid. Correct? Because it says, L'chol odo, l'chol am chisol, ashe ish nega levovoy. It's referring to an individual. And the amazing thing, which I'm just going to point out now, but we'll talk about a little more later next week, is the direction from this is also nechamipesh. Even though he hasn't said at all the Zivdu B'Mikdosha in the sense that the Rambam is Zivdu B'Mikdosha. And Derech Agav, Pashis in the Rambam, if you look at the Rambam, I don't think he discusses, it happens to be that the Tefillah Beis Sorah B'Shas Tainiyos happens to be Nechza Mikdosh, but I would tell you it's only because it was capsulized, encapsulated in the Tefillah Yud Ches, which is Neged HaMikdash, Chof Dalet Brochot, the added six brochot. Okay. But that the Zohar has to be Neged HaMikdash, probably the Meir HaTeisei. Maybe you call it Tzuk Mishloim, but I don't see in Rambam clearly it's true. Okay. The Pesukim seem to point in that direction. Okay. And the Sefer Maspik, it's Avraham Ben Aramam seems to say the called Tchina. any bakosha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mircham Mikdash. That's a very, very interesting thing. Okay? And it takes the whole frame of tefillah and what the Ivdu, I don't know if he's talking about Ivdu with Mikdash or whatever, but yeah, you have to see the Sefer Maspik, okay? Because if you look, and to bang this finally, the Ramban makes a point, okay, when he clearly says, here's a Ramban, another Ramban, okay, V'ato ani maschil le'islame b'prote ha-mitzvos, before he starts the minyan mitzvah, the Ramban says, like, listen, look at his lashon. V'achshav ani maschil le'islame b'prote ha-mitzvos v'eini mekabel atzmi lichtoiv el mashi yistapek b'minyan ha-mitzvos. Okay. V'tzoyni lo'ima shiye li b'dov ha-minyan acher zulosim minyan ha-shal ha-rav. What's zulosim minyan ha-shal ha-rav? There's the Rav's minyan and there's his minyan, correct? Kegoy shim nehu zal dovo ve'einenu etzli bo b'minyan. Okay, but there's minyan shal rav, and that's what he means. The minyan shal rav. He's not saying that's his minyan. He clearly differentiates the two. There's my minyan, and there's the rav's minyan, and that's the icing on the cake for my reading of the Rambam at the Ramban at the end of Mitzvah. Okay, now. We'll see a little bit more what the tefillah is, but the mitzvah from tefillah according to Ramban is the bakoshes. We don't know about shvach v'lidor because nispal, it's all he says. Okay, and we'll see even more here in Shirish Aleph that that's the case, because the tzur from avdus is not the tzur of tefillah that the Ram learns, but the issue of avdus, if he's ready to accept avdus in the Ram's frame of reference, it's only that it's ke'ene eve a toli b'raboy or the shemei tefillah la'alhamin, but it's nothing to do with the tzivus ha'tefillah. Okay, I guess we'll stop now.